Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on patient Don Horning. It's addressed to New Her NP. I don't have a phone number. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of dehydration associated with two episodes of syncope, subparagraph, past history, suspicious but not confirmatory for seizure disorder, new paragraph, dear New Her and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Don Horning for neurological evaluation, new paragraph, your comprehensive notes and the hospital records from Menlo Hospital for her hospitalization were highly appreciated. New paragraph, she presented with clinical symptoms and findings of syncope associated with dehydration documented on ED evaluation, responsive to fluid infusion without complication or difficulty. New paragraph, she has an underlying diagnosis of Addison's disease, which is adequately treated and without side effects or complication. New paragraph, there was some information in her record suggesting a possible previous diagnosis of seizures, but this is incomplete and uncertain. New paragraph, her neurological examination today is normal. New paragraph, she remains on her current treatment regimen under the control of Dr. Lena Singh, MD, without difficulty. New paragraph. Her MR brain imaging study was completed and was normal. New paragraph. The initial diagnostic electroencephalogram was not normal. Subparagraph. There was sharp and slow wave activity in the frontotemporal derivations of the left hemisphere. Subparagraph. The ambulatory EEG has been completed, but the reports are pending. New paragraph. She has had no further syncopal episodes, having avoided the heat and dehydration. New paragraph. She gave a clear history of heat exposure in the outdoors at a local restaurant before two episodes of syncope occurred, where she was seen in the emergency department and documented to have dehydration and treated effectively. New paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and presentation, we're going to follow through with the results of the ambulatory EEG by telemedicine teleconference next week. New paragraph. Should the ambulatory EEG be abnormal, then I would initiate therapeutic treatment with neurostabilizing anticonvulsant medication as we complete her DMV forms for return of her driving privileges. New paragraph. I've counseled her not to drive until we've completed the workup. New paragraph. Should the ambulatory studies be abnormal or normal, then we will follow through with a high-resolution 3D SPECT imaging study of the brain to exclude underlying focal cerebrocortical dysfunction that still might require intervention. New paragraph. Interestingly, with her family history of ADD, she has already reviewed information from the Amen Clinic regarding testing and treatment. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report with results of her studies and the outcome of our testing and treatment, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.